Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today we discuss technical diagramming with systems architect Maya. Let's go. First question. You've spent 10 hours slogging over a sequence diagram that should have taken 5. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board. And if I'm being honest, Miro would probably cut that time down by half. You know, with its AI tools and ready-to-go templates.
Next, your diagrams become so bulky, it's more complex than the solar system. But all it takes is a few clicks and...
It's Miro. I've used those technical shape packs way too many times, and stuff is just digestible on its infinite online canvas.
Now, the final question. Everyone's brought in, but you have to make all these tasks all the way over in Jira. But wait, it's done. Is it...
Miro, easy with its two-way Jira sync. Easy to plot dependencies. Everyone always knows what's up.
And she's done it.
Join over 60 million people creating technical diagrams without workflow glitches. Get your first 3 boards for free at Miro.com. That's Miro.com.
What you are witnessing isn't real. The participants are not actors, as you can tell by their lack of acting ability. They aren't actual legal litigants with a case pending in Arizona Municipal Court. Both parties have agreed to dismiss their non-existent court cases and have their disputes settled here before Emmy Award-winning judge Lindsay Smith in our form, the Purple People's Court.
Welcome in to a PHNX Suns podcast brought to you by the DraftKings Sportsbook app, America's number one sportsbook app. Don't forget to hit that like button, subscribe wherever you get your podcasts, and leave us a 5-star review. I'm Lindsay Smith, here with Saul Bookman, Gerald Bourget, and Espo. And guys, we've got a special edition of the PHNX Suns podcast for you. It is a Purple People's Court. Are y'all ready for this?
Are you?
I am.
You're the judge, so.
Look, before we get into this, I have a special announcement to make in regards to this episode, because I felt like, obviously, what we're talking about today is we're going to be debating for and against bringing Kevin Durant to Phoenix.
If you are announcing we're switching sides
okay. I wouldn't do that to you. But I have the easier task as far as arguing for Kevin Durant. I feel like it's a pretty easy, Espo has an uphill battle to fight.
I have the case that will defeat you, a good sir.
So in order to even things out a little bit, and because I know Espo prepared extensively for this, I did something that's very unlike me. I did not prepare for this at all.
Wow.
I thought he was going to be doing all of this in Italian. Good luck, Saul.
I'm going into this completely unprepared, and I'm going to be reacting to what Espo says. Love so it. Disclaimer right from the start.
Okay.
Jared's like, so if I lose, it's not my fault. Handcuffed myself. Thank you.
It's a win-win.
Saul, so you've got a tough task ahead of you. Can you put aside your Katie love as a juror?
A 1,000,000%. I'm always unbiased when it comes to judicial matters.
All right. So we'll just break this down one more time for you. Gerald is arguing for Kevin Durant. Espo is arguing against Kevin Durant. Saul is our jury, and I will be the judge.
Per usual.
Let's start with an opening argument or an opening statement.
From I'll defer to Espo on this one.
Of course, because the man didn't prepare. So defer to me. My other counsel, jury, Madam Judge, it is an honor to be here in front of the court today, arguing the case that Kevin Durant should not become a Phoenix Sun. Now, look, I know it's a trial about Kevin Durant, and I know we're supposed to be talking about that, but that is not the fundamental question that we need to start with and that this should really be about. The fundamental question comes down to one thing and one thing only, and it's simple. Is the Suns championship window CP3 or Devin Booker? That question hinges on everything else we'll discuss today. And while CP3 is undoubtedly a top 5 point guard of all time, and some could argue easily a top 3 point guard of all time, and it's not up for debate, that's the past. And at 37 entering the season, the future looks much less prosperous for the point guard. And I don't think anybody can argue that. His best years are behind him. That doesn't mean he can't play at a high level, but his best years behind him. Devin Booker, on the other hand, is on the rise. He's made back to back to back. That's three All-Star games in a row. A finals appearance where he had multiple 40-point games in that appearance, a first-team All-NBA selection, and fourth in MVP voting. Over this episode, I will lay out to you, our esteemed juror, Mr. Bookman, who I have the utmost respect for, only in this situation. I will lay out why
you're going to step in and stop this foolishness.
I will lay out.
I'll let him pander a little bit
to you. Why Devin Booker is the key to a championship window, and how adding Kevin Durant for the present may slam that window shut altogether for the future due to his age, his contract, and his history in the NBA.
Interesting.
Interesting Gerald? Opening remarks. My opening argument is, it's Kevin fucking Durant.
That's it?
That's
it.
All you got? That's all I have.
Said like a man who prepared nothing for this esteemed juror and judge. I call a bullshit, Your
easy
Honor.
Easy now.
Can I ask questions already or no?
Sure.
Yes. Go ahead. Yes, you can ask questions about the opening statement.
Okay. Well, this is kind of a question about the opening statement. So this one's for you, Espo. You had said that you can't sacrifice the future, but you are on record as saying that if you can win a championship, you do whatever it takes to win a championship. Do you not believe that Kevin Durant gives you the best chance to win a championship, and you think that down the road you have a better chance?
Sir, I am a legal whore, and I take money for whichever side has required my services. So what I've said in the past means absolutely nothing to this case.
The Alex Jones defense.
Hey-o.
Oh, great. So Gerald Bourget is now going to give you all my phone records. Wonderful. Anyways, to answer your question,
I don't know what you're talking about.
Your Perry Mason moment. Anyways, beyond that, your question, do I feel that it could win a championship? Maybe, but it's no guarantee. And that's the argument I'll lay out as to why it's detrimental to take that kind of swing and short-sighted in a way.
Do you have any follow-ups for Gerald's opening statement?
Gerald, your concerns about, well, not your statement about, it's Kevin fucking Durant, which is true. Mm-hmm. Before we even get to the point where Kevin Durant could even possibly reside in Arizona, do you not have any concerns about age, injury, and all the circusness that somehow finds its way to surround Kevin Durant?
I do. And I think it's fair to bring up those concerns, but I also think that the potential benefits far outweigh the risks or the concerns there. I think as far as the circus and the buzz and the hoopla that comes with a guy like Kevin Durant, that's because he's a top 20 player of all time. You look at the greats in this league, people will find a way to tear them down. They'll find something to complain about with Jokic, with Giannis, with Steph Curry even. But you look at these guys and they're all championship caliber players. And other than Jokic, all of those guys I mentioned have led teams to titles. That's the whole point of this. And the Suns in 50 plus years as a franchise have not gotten over that hump. You look at the Suns of last year, and yes, their defense was the bigger problem in that series against Dallas, but so too was Chris Paul not being able to play up to par for whatever reason, and him being relied upon as your second best player. If you have Kevin Durant as your best player, Devin Booker as your second best, and either Chris Paul or DeAndre Ayton, depending on the series, as your third and fourth, you are absolutely a title contender, no matter what.
Speculation.
This whole thing is speculation.
On what?
I'll allow it. Like,
what? You're allowing?
Yeah.
We're all speculating. I heard it on a lawyer show once. I thought I'd try it.
Oh man. I mean, yeah. I mean, if you're if we're talking about trading for a player, I don't know how we can't not speculate, but. I will say that if those are your best four players and however order you want to order them, that's the makings of a championship caliber team. The whole point is getting over this hump and winning a title. And while I understand people will look at it as framing it under Chris Paul's window and trying to fit his window, that's not what it is. It's trying to fit the window of, yes, Chris Paul, but what are you going to do past Chris Paul? How are you going to replace him with an all-star caliber point guard? Where are you going to go? They don't have that guy on the roster. So yes, if you have a chance to win a title now, you always take that. And if you have a chance to trade for Kevin Durant, you always take it.
All right. Before we get into allowing you guys the space to fully make your cases, let me tell you about the DraftKings Sportsbook app. The DraftKings Sportsbook app is one of the most fun ways to engage and enjoy sports. And right now, if you download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and you use the promo code PHNX when you sign up, after you make your first deposit, you are going to get a risk-free bet up to $1,000. Again, that is promo code PHNX only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Minimum age and eligibility restrictions apply. See show notes for details. Also, if you have not logged into your DraftKings Sportsbook app because you signed up when we launched PHNX, thank you, by the way, highly recommend you sign in sometime in the near future because quite of us over here at PHNX are getting free bets, and maybe, just maybe, you have a free bet in your app as well. Also, just want to remind everyone that we have our Four Peaks Toast of the Month sweepstakes happening right now over at GoPHNX. The winner of that sweepstakes will win a $50 Four Peaks gift card, a PHNX t-shirt of your choice, and a PHNX annual membership. And you can head on over to enter that sweepstakes at gophnx.com or click the link in the show notes. Just a reminder, to enjoy Four Peaks beer, you must be 21 or older, and we ask that you enjoy responsibly. All right, gentlemen, time to fully make your case. Mm-hmm. Gerald, we just heard from you. You had a question from our esteemed juror, Saul Bookman. So, Espo, we will let you start.
Well, thank you, Your Honor. When we look at this, you've got to start with Chris Paul's inevitable decline and what we saw in the playoffs. He was not himself. We did not see Chris Paul at the height of his power, and I don't think we will ever again. I think we will see a decent Chris Paul, but not a great Chris Paul. And I feel like some people are prepared to put all their eggs in the basket of the next 2 years.
Gerald, you need to object. You know, this is speculation.
It's all speculation. That's what I'm saying.
Can you please keep your juror under control, Madam Judge?
No.
All right, then.
Not very good pandering, Espo.
Not that you've ever been able to.
You keep pandering to the judge instead of the jury.
I know I'm screwed based on this juror. Yeah, that's tough. So to me, it's pretty obvious that what you should be building towards is Devin Booker. Devin Booker arguably is just entering his prime. And CP3 is on the sunset of that, if not well past his prime at this point. And by acquiring Kevin Durant, you're putting your eggs in the next 2 year basket. Because Kevin Durant is 34 at the start of the season. He's a guy that's only played 90 games in the last three seasons. And while he's still great, I think his decline has begun as well. And when you look at the history of the league, guys who be difference makers past the age of 34 are few and far between. And you're expecting, if you trade for Kevin Durant, to be getting the guy that is an MVP caliber type player, a guy that will be able to be either the one or the 1B to Devin Booker. If you look at the history of the league at Kevin Durant's age, only Michael Jordan and Karl Malone have ever won an MVP. At his age, only MJ, Kareem, Wilt, and LeBron have won finals MVPs. We're talking about a very, very small group of guys who have had the ultimate success at his age. Last year, for instance, the only player over 34 to average more than 14 points in a game was LeBron. Next best was Mike Conley at 13.7 points.
Are you saying that Kevin Durant is like Mike Conley?
No, but I'm saying...
Are you saying that Kevin Durant cannot be like Karl Malone, Michael Jordan, Kareem, LeBron, in terms of their greatness in establishing that they can go past certain, thresholds?
Karl, Kareem, and Michael did not have serious injuries in their history. Michael had a broken hand. Kareem had some minor things.
Michael had a broken foot.
That basically cost
him a whole season.
But it did not plague him throughout his career. We're talking about a guy who had an Achilles injury just a handful of years ago, an injury that dynamically changes guys' athleticism. and ability as they get older to still play at the highest level. And I'll get into injury concerns here in a second. But what I'm saying is, when you look at guys that succeed past 34 at the highest level, it's the rarest of the rare. It's guys that, you know, you look at it and LeBron's the only guy that's doing it right now. A guy that spends millions of dollars on upkeep on his body. A guy that, you know, seems to take things to a certain level that I'm not sure we've seen Kevin Durant do in a approach to that. And let's talk about his injury. 3 foot surgeries in 2014. It's a big man with 3 foot surgeries in 1 year. An MCL sprain in the first year with the Warriors, and then that Achilles injury that he had with the Warriors that cost him the finals and an entire season. I already mentioned he's only played 90 games in 3 years. Now, I wouldn't say he's injury plagued, but those concerns as you get older add up. And at 34, that's when you really begin to question that, right? So I look at that. And then I also look at depth. This isn't a KD thing. This is the argument on the other side. What would you give up to get Kevin Durant? And everything we believe is that any deal for KD will have to include Mikhail, Cam, some version of Jay or Dario. And then you take a deep team that you had and you completely depleted at that point. You're now having to rely heavily on 37-year-old Chris Paul. Even if he's your third option, you're having to rely heavily on him in this year, especially if at any point Devin or KD is hurt. Now you have to rely on Chris Paul to carry you. So you look at that and you've lost that, and you've lost two of the three youngest hopes you have for the future. You're keeping DeAndre Ayton, but you're getting rid of Mikal Bridges, a defensive stalwart that has great potential in terms of offense, and a guy who's on a team-friendly contract. You're giving up Cam Johnson, who has a lot of potential on both ends of the floor, and everybody feels is going to be your starting power forward if you don't make a deal. And then you're giving up the pieces that you could have used to gain anybody else in a trade in terms of salary maneuver. So you're locking yourself in there. And then you're also going to give up, you know, 4 draft picks in all likelihood. And well, draft picks don't really matter to James Jones in this new F them kids era that we live in Phoenix. It does make it next to impossible to trade for additional depth now and in the future, as you have no assets in terms of talent and no draft picks. And you've already killed your depth. And bringing in KD at the amount of money that he's going to make over the next 4 years, you know, over $149 million over the next 4 years. And it increases each year. It's not where it starts high and decreases like you got with a CP3 deal. We're talking $53 million when he's 38. I mean, that's an insane amount of money, and it's going to hamstring your cap space because Devin has an increasing contract along the way. So now you have no ability to add additional pieces, and you've hamstrung your cap there as well. This is how a team finds themselves in no man's land when the stars flame out because they get older. And, you know, you just have to look at the Nets now and the Nets when they made the deal with Boston a decade ago, how difficult this is, you know. And then your defense is going to take a hit too, because you're losing, Mikhail, the second, you know, second in defensive player of the year voting last year. He was a first team all defensive guy. Your defense is going to get worse. And that's what made this team competitive, because they were good on both ends of the floor, not just a really good offensive team, which is what you move into if you're mortgaging all of this to get Kevin Durant. And then when you make this deal, you're going to have so many holes in your roster, and it's coming so late in free agency that you'll have no money due to the luxury tax issues you have, no assets to make a trade, and you're hamstring to fill in the gaps on a team that had 64 wins last year, and now you're basically a 3 or 4 man rotation with a bunch of vet minimum guys, and having to really rely on Ish Wainwright and Dwayne Washington Jr. I mean, that's the reality that you're looking at. where you're hoping somebody buys somebody out, right? You know, so, you know, and then there's the fact that
Katie, you got more.
Well,
yeah. Okay.
Well, I brought a whole case.
How much more? Should we take a pause?
No. There's only two more points.
Oh, okay.
Only two more points.
Doesn't
here.
Understand the jury because the jury has a short attention span.
Yeah. Well, I'm actually pandering to the people. I'm more of a lawyer of the people here. You know, another simple one. Katie blows shit up. All right. Katie blew up OKC, which was an exciting young core that had a chance to be something special. He decided to pull the plug on Golden State, even though that they had success. He decided, I got to go to Brooklyn and team up with my buddy anti-vax Kyrie. And then he decides, well, Kyrie made this next impossible. Time to blow this up. I want to go to Phoenix. So now you're mortgaging your future, and you don't even know how long Kevin Durant wants to be part of your future. It could be a year, it could be 2 years, and he pulls the plug on you. Oh, and the last thing, the Lakers and Nets are recent proof of older, you know, superstar teams don't necessarily equal success. So you're going to take this big swing. You're going to hope you win a championship in the next 2 years where CP3 still has something left in the tank and Kevin Durant hasn't fallen off a cliff yet. And you're mortgaging an entire future because of it. And if you do that and it doesn't work and you can't get guys in, then Devin Booker is looking around going, well, what am I doing now? Where's my
I got some follow-up questions.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so you said earlier that Kevin Durant blows shit up and that he blew up OKC. Kevin Durant was a free agent when he left OKC, correct?
Yes, but he could have gone back there. They wanted him back.
When he blew up Golden State, he was a free agent when he left there, correct?
Yes, but he chose.
No, that's all.
Order in the court.
And then him leaving Kyrie in the Nets. Who's the one that initiated this whole blow up? Was it KD or was it Kyrie?
It was KD.
It was KD.
KD.
Kyrie didn't give Nets.
Kyrie had the option to look around. He did, and he decided to stay. Yes, he did, because he had a player option, and he decided to look around and then decided to take his player option. And then KD asked for the trade.
But doesn't Kyrie?
So KD blew it up.
Kyrie is the one that kind of started the whole stir up about getting the KD to go there and then saying maybe he wants to leave, leaving KD in the lurch. Am I right or no?
No, because KD did not ask for his trade until after Kyrie took the deal. If you want to argue anybody non-KD decided to blow it up, it was the net by not offering Kyrie a long-term deal Kyrie a long-term deal because that's what KD wanted them to do.
Okay, yeah, that's what I was.
So KD blew it up by demanding Kyrie get the deal. They didn't give it. Then he asked for a trade.
We took the long route, but we still got there.
Still got there.
All right, Gerald.
I need some OGs, right? Fucking Jesus.
Well, okay, fine. Well, since you need some OGs, let's talk about OGs before we hear from Gerald. We have a Flavoring Life sweepstakes happening right now with OGs and PHNX, and one winner will receive three bags of OGs, including the orange creamsicle and tropical flavors. You're going to get an OGs hat. You're going to get a PHNX shirt of your choice and a PHNX annual membership. And you can enter this Flavoring Life sweepstakes over at gophnx.com or by clicking the link in our show notes. You can also check out OGs at ogsbrands.com or on Instagram at ogsbrands. And you can also find their products at your local dispensary, but you must be 21 years or older to purchase. OGs is a really great time. We highly recommend them. So be sure to check them out. All right, Gerald, make your case.
Yeah. First of all, respect to my esteemed co-counsel because he has a difficult task in this trial, and he clearly came prepared with a lot of arguments. I did have some problems with some of the things that he brought up, however.
Objection. It was flawless.
Please overrule that. There we go. First of all, I feel like bringing up Chris Paul's decline helps make my case even stronger because if Chris Paul is on the decline, and the Suns are currently in this position where Chris Paul is their second best player, wouldn't it be better if he was their third best player and you get there by trading for Kevin Durant? So you mitigate that risk by being less reliant on Chris Paul by kind of demoting him in the pecking order with a Kevin Durant trade. I think that helps you rather than hurts you in that way. Also, I feel like we've talked about this plenty, but aren't we tired of what ifs as Suns fans? Aren't we tired of not putting our eggs in the basket? Isn't that one of our biggest regrets with the whole Steve Nash, Robert Sarver era, where he would trade away draft pick after draft pick and not help the team and not pay Joe Johnson? And look, I get it. He's 34. He's aging, but he just averaged 30.7 rebounds, 6 assists, a block and a steal last year, made second team all NBA. So as much as the Achilles thing is concerning, maybe in later years, as of right now, he hasn't shown too many signs of letting it hold him back. He was healthy for the playoffs, and yeah, he got shut down. But part of his problem was he didn't have anyone outside of Kyrie that he could turn to. On this Suns team, he could be the guy. And guess what? If they throw the type of attention that Boston threw at him, the other Suns like Devin Booker and DA and Chris Paul are going to make them pay. And I think Chris Paul in kind of that third role of the pecking order is going to make him more efficient and sustain what's left of his kind of twilight years in the league. You bring up that, you know, there's a select group of players that have won MVP or finals MVP at that age. And that's a fair point, but KD is absolutely capable of being in that group. You know, he is the rarest of the rare, if we're going to talk about that. And again, the sentimental side, I get wanting to keep Cam and McHale, and they are young players who have promising futures, but we just spent the last few weeks talking about where they have to improve if this team wants to get over the playoff hump. Kevin Durant, you don't have to have that conversation. He's already there. And yes, you would lose some defense, you would lose some depth, but we just saw this team win 64 games and fall apart in the second round of the playoffs. So at this point, regular season wins COVID. Don't mean much to me. Yeah, you can call it COVID.
I had a cough. I'm sorry. I don't know what you heard.
Is it COVID?
It could be. Maybe that was a warning cough. I don't know.
But look, I think we've seen regular season success so many times. And again, this goes back to, aren't we tired of what ifs? Aren't we tired of getting close but not close enough, of being the bridesmaid but never the bride? Kevin Durant is the groom waiting for us at the end of the aisle. Let's be the bride for once. Let's walk down the aisle. Let's take the plunge and let's get a guy who can put them over the top for a title. Who cares what the landscape looks like a couple years from now? If Devin Booker wins a title, he's not going anywhere, even if he's hogtied to Kevin Durant and Chris Paul at age 38, 39 for a couple years. They can regroup later on. They have him under contract for like 5 or 6 more seasons. So he's not going anywhere. The fact of the matter is, if you win a title now, you can still win titles later by regrouping, but you might never get that opportunity back to win it now if you don't make a move. And if things continue to get sour with this current group because they can never get over the hump, then you are looking at a situation where maybe Devin Booker is upset.
Objection, that's a what if, and he said we shouldn't deal with what ifs anymore.
Sustained. All right, please rephrase.
It's the same bullshit speculation argument he made. Sustained.
Please know your judge. Come on.
Oh my God.
I will hold you in contempt.
What? I hold myself in contempt. That's a liar reference for all those listening. But look, I get the concerns about depth. There's the buyout market. There's other guys that will be willing to take discounts to play for a title here in Phoenix. And as much as there's concerns about the extracurricular stuff, the stuff outside of basketball, he didn't blow up OKC. The Thunder did that when they didn't sign James Harden to an extension and when they didn't put Russell Westbrook in the role he needed to alongside KD and drove him out. He didn't blow up the Warriors. He left an injured team to go form a new super team. And he didn't blow up that new super team either. The Nets did that when they traded for James Harden and then traded him away because he and Kyrie didn't see eye to eye on a lot of stuff. I would argue that he's well within his right to want out of a situation that to all of us looks pretty dead and barren. And I think it's just time for the Suns to make that move to get over the hump. We've been here for half a century with no title. Kevin Durant wants to come here. A certified superstar and top 20 player wants to come here.
Objection.
Why wouldn't we want him?
Oh, gosh. This would have an overall.
That's all I've got, Your Honor.
Okay. Can we get to the closing statements, please?
You don't have any questions for Gerald?
No, I mean, you interrupted him so many times.
Screwed here.
I mean, honestly, Gerald, I'm a little upset with you for not interrupting Espo as many times. You just let him go on a 15-minute.
He was on an all-time heater. I just kind of wanted to see where it went.
No, I don't have any questions, but I will ask that the council make their final argument in less than a minute each, because I cannot listen to another 20 minutes straight.
Your Honor, never mind. Go ahead.
Okay, fine. We'll give you 90 seconds. How about that?
Do we have an ad read before our final?
No, we'll do it after.
Okay.
But hold on, let me pull up a stopwatch. Ready, set, go.
I'm going to say this. Is Kevin Durant the groom waiting at the end of the aisle? Or is he just another man that's going to come to Phoenix and not give us a ring? We've been left there far too many times, and that's not a what if. That's something that truly has happened to us multiple times. In the end, this comes down to simply you're taking a very big chance on a 34-year-old and a 37-year-old to be those guys, right? To make that difference. And I think you could actually find better talent with the assets that you have that will be with you for a longer time. As you wait now in the near term, yes, Kevin Durant could be that 1 year guy, 2 year guy. That's great. But I want to build the long term sustained success. Right. I don't want a one time wham, bam. Thank you, ma'am. I'm still not giving you the ring. It's a one night stand kind of thing. I want the real deal. I want true love for a long time.
We get it, Espo. You're here for a long time, not a good time. Fucking move on past the analogy. How many times do you have to fucking say that? But she did her ways. Jesus.
Order in the court.
Give me Mikhail. Give me Cam. Give me DA. Give me Book. And give me a quality roster around them. That's the way you're going to win in the long run.
All right. Gerald? Gerald made the face at Espo, and if you guys know what I'm talking about, you would be laughing right now, too.
Listen, 50-plus years as a franchise, zero championships. It's time. I don't care if it's only for 1 or 2 years. I don't care if it costs us Devin Booker 6 years from now. You win a title, and you're immortalized here forever. I don't think Book would turn his back on that. You can rebuild later. We all know the Suns don't value the draft, so having all those draft picks means nothing to us. Yes, it would hurt to lose Cam and Mikhail because they're likable guys. They're young stars on the upward trend, but it's Kevin Durant. And if you can win a title, you put all your eggs in that basket and you don't look back. You live with the consequences. And at least you can say, we did everything in our power to win this franchise its first ever championship and end the drought. And that's all you can do. I think that's all Devin Booker can ask for. And look, sustained success is fantastic, but there's only a handful of franchises who have ever been able to do that. It's Kevin fucking Durant. That's it.
All right.
So if you were a 50-year-old virgin, you'd sleep with the first woman that looked at you. Is that what you're saying here?
That is not at all what I
Okay.
Wouldn't Kevin Durant be the second? Because Chris Paul would have been the first.
I don't know.
I don't want to take us down that road.
First of all, solid arguments on both hands. Okay.
Yes, congratulations.
Shut up. All right. I think that Espo makes a really good point about mortgaging the future. I thought those were solid points. Gerald, obviously, it's Kevin fucking Durant. I got that. Mm-hmm. We have handed down our verdict to the judge.
All right. Gentlemen.
You just like 10 minutes ago.
The jury does not answer questions.
You don't get to ask the jury questions. The jury gets to ask you questions. All right. We, the jury, have decided that although the Suns would be sacrificing a lot, the chance at getting a generational talent would be a juice worth the squeeze. Additionally, Council's argument of other players factoring into KD's benefit to the Suns was unsubstantiated and therefore weak. KD to the Suns, it's been decided.
I am shocked. What a day for justice.
I'm going to appeals. Listen. This jury was tainted.
I thought you were doing your best to make a solid argument, Espo. But where you lost me was you started off talking about all these, basically Chris Paul and Devin Booker, which to me are two guys that would absolutely benefit from KD being here. And you started off and you basically talked about them for 10 minutes. And then when you did make the argument about KD, I was not paying attention.
You weren't going to pay attention anyway. You've been the guy that's led the KD charge in this room.
You did do a really good job, though, of bringing up some counterpoints to wanting Kevin Durant with the Suns. Mm-hmm. But I still, at the end of the day, think that it is a risk worth taking. Because if, like, your first question was, is it Chris Paul and Book or is it Book? Right? Or is it Chris Paul or Book?
Yeah.
But both of them, I feel like, give you the best case scenario versus one or the other, right?
The argument was just the longevity, much time. Like, look, we've been burned by a lot of moves that we thought were the move and that they didn't turn out to be that. So that, look, but I don't necessarily, I played the role.
You
that
played it very well.
But to counteract your point, even when we made moves that we felt like were going to be the move and they didn't ultimately be the move, it was still fun to watch the moves unfold in front of you. Even when you go back to the Hardaway stuff, like Hardaway and Kidd and all stuff, like backcourt 2000 and stuff, like the feeling and the hype was real. And even though it didn't materialize to what we hoped it would be, but it was still fun to watch. Same thing with Steve Nash. You know, you got so close so many times, like you just need more bites of the apple. And with Kevin Durant, you're going to get plenty of bites at the apple. And hopefully one of those things will actually get you to the core.
I'd argue you get 2 years of bites.
And I would say, I would also say that to go back to your earlier sexual references, say I'm here for a good time, not a long time. Okay. I want to have some fun right fucking now. I don't give a shit about 10 years down the road.
Says the man that got married back in December.
I've been married 3 times. So I know what the fuck I'm talking about.
Oh no. Look, I got to be honest. I agree. It's Kevin fucking Durant. Right. you take the swing, but I definitely understand, having gone through this exercise, the people on the other side of the argument, which I was having a tough time understanding for a while. But going through the exercise, I can see that. And I also get, which I didn't bring up, but the winning it with your guys rather than a hired gun argument as well. I can see that. So right. In the end, Saul, you still screwed me, but I agree with what you're
I would say that's probably the only argument that holds any weight with me, is that would it be a little bit nicer to win it with quote unquote your guys?
Right.
You know what I mean? But at the end of the day, winning is winning and it's going to feel great one way or the other.
You know who are your guys? The guys that win the fucking title. They're all your guys.
That's true. As far as the Kevin Durant, like the people questioning how long would he be here with the Suns, I don't think he would blow this one up if it didn't work out the way that he wanted, being at the age he is and the age he's going to be at the end of that or this contract. I think he's just gonna kind of like take his lumps if it doesn't work out the way that it's supposed to work out, or that he has it envisioned in his mind,
right?
Because at that point, it's even harder for you. Like, I feel like it's harder for him to demand a trade at 36 than it is at 34.
Oh, definitely.
Because who's going to try and take that?
Just wait till LeBron demands his trade at 38 here and we'll find out.
I mean, so.
Well, and that's the thing is, like, if he came here, I don't think he would ever force his way out. Maybe the last year or something if it's falling apart by then. But, like, he wants to come here to play with Book. Like, Book's not going anywhere. He'll be, 29 by the time KD's contract is up. And I just feel like having KD here would prolong what's left of Chris Paul's twilight years. It would prolong Kevin Durant's twilight years too, because he has Paul and Booker to play with. And I think if we're talking about title windows and in relation to Chris Paul, it's 2 years no matter what. Mm-hmm. So you might as well trade for Kevin Durant and make it like, yes, right now. We're going all in right now because we only have 2 years with this current group anyway.
Well, thank you all for tuning in to this episode of Purple People's Court. Hopefully the verdict made you happy and the Suns get Kevin Durant sooner rather than later. Also, just a quick reminder, we want you to stay safe and healthy this summer, especially with the new Suns season.
Don't be
just
a Kyrie.
Around the corner. COVID-19 vaccines are free for everyone 5 and older. Those 12 and older are also now eligible for a booster. Visit azhealth.gov/findvaccine for a location near you. We will see you guys tomorrow, 2 p.m. on our YouTube channel, as always, or mostly always. Until then, you can follow me on Twitter at LindsaySmithAZ. You can follow Saul at Saul_Bookman, and you can follow Gerald at Gerald Bourget. And of course, you can follow Espo at Espo. Espo, take us home.
Stop the steal. I demand a recap and an appeal. Ahoy, hoy.
Oh, no.